down. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Topper Sports League podcast, the official podcast of the number one social co-ed touch football league in history. With your host, Joe Kay, Emily Schilling, Jeff Kroll, and occasional and random appearances by the Lord himself, Topper. Not to mention, we'll have our random guests, new and old, from the TSL community. Who do we have this week? Let's go find out.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter because we don't have a lot of time. So welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the week five coming up. Week four just happened edition. Yeah, well.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really know what week it counts. I do this every time. I don't really fucking care. As always, I'm your host, even though I wasn't at the fields at all, Joe Kay. Coming to you quite rushed from the Rose Garden because, well, turns out they have a meeting at 8 o'clock, so we got to do this in about 45 minutes. So you're welcome. This will probably be the fastest of all time. Whole bunch of people in the room today. Not one of them is Jeff Kroll, whose voice is very, very sore after the O-Town LFO concert he went to. So he lost it there, and he hasn't gotten it back yet since. But we have more than enough people here to replace my guy. Let's just start to my right. George is here to be fake Jeff Kroll. He's very miserable for some reason, probably because he's tired from scoring too many points on people who aren't good at football. Yeah. We'll get into that soon. Yeah. As always, the yin to my yang, Emily.
Hey.
Hello. How are you?
Great.
That's what I like
Glad
to hear.
Glad to be here.
All right, so we got some not usuals, but people who've been here before. Amber, hello.
Hi, how are you?
You need to speak into that fucking microphone.
Hi, how are you?
Oh my gosh, she's so
Closer.
Quiet.
Closer.
Get louder. I know you're louder than this. It's bullshit.
Please, she's still so quiet.
It's like the thing on the Audacity is like super big. Amber. Everybody else. John Langley is here too. It's not the playoffs, so he's welcome to the show.
Thanks for that.
Hey, whatever, man. Your teammate knows I can take
extra
fun.
And his team lost this week, so.
Well, not his other team.
Not surprised. Apparently, I can only win for anybody that isn't my actual team.
I know. I can't wait to get into that, too. And we have our new person for the day. Nina, I don't know your last name. I didn't even catch
Komasinski.
That. Komasinski. What the fuck is that?
I know. I'm trying
you
to
can't
spell
say
it.
Anything about last names, Joe.
I know. What? His is pretty. Yours
I stopped at K for a reason, sir. I'm just Joe Cave. So Nina plays for Not So Sticky, correct?
No, I used to. Started
Jeff is
with
a liar.
Not So Sticky. I did.
Okay.
I originally joined this league through Not So Sticky, and now I'm playing for Woodpeckers and Vaspian and Genocide for Breakfast Club.
Oh, no shit. You got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yeah,
that.
I'm
really excited.
It's a lot of games.
So how did you start playing football?
So through, I guess, Jeff Kroll, actually.
Typical.
I knew Meg Mack and like some of his friends, and I think it was pre-COVID I started playing with Not So Sticky, and then, you know, COVID, and then stuff stopped. And then I just didn't come back, and I ran into Jeff Kroll at a bar, and I was like, hey, what's
that
up? I want
right.
to play football.
Some motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. And then now I'm playing football.
I love
a
it.
A lot of football.
A lot of, apparently.
Yeah.
So that must mean you love it then.
I do. It's
really?
Fun.
Good.
It's a good sport.
Tell me more about it. Tell me more about the league. Because you're like one of the newer punk. You're just as new, aren't you?
Sure.
She's not going to make any noise.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, 2 seasons.
Sweet.
Why do you agree to come to the podcast if you're just going to be quiet and not say anything? But the second I call you a scarecrow on here, you're talking shit to me on text message immediately.
Don't call me a scarecrow.
It's so much fun. I love it. But welcome to the league. We would get more in depth than you, but we are, again, are running out of time already. So the quickest way to do it is to just, we just jump right into the games. So why don't you read me the scores for the 9 o'clock games?
All right. So we have Eyes Downtown 54, Buffalo Vice Retro 0. Amber Alert 30, BDSM 28, Genocide 75, Special K's 28. Steph Infection 41 and Messy Jesse's 15.
Okay.
Why were you so worried?
I'm on
you're good at that.
Genocide.
I'm a teacher.
we'll get into that in a second. First off, like real quick, Bobby, I know, moved his game for whatever reason to 9 o'clock, and I just beat the shit out of. Yeah, of course. So Bobby switched around 12 other people's lives so that he could go play flag football, and instead apparently did Vice Retro not have a team?
No, I saw him. They all looked like they were there. Caitlin Mason was there.
They were there.
Seth was there. Yeah.
Are we sure they were there?
They were there.
Wow.
Holy shit. So, this is a crossover game too, right? Yeah. So,
yeah.
I mean, Vice is struggling in D2, so playing a D1 team is not.
Parker was there because she didn't play for a Breakfast Club team.
Yup.
What a bummer. You hate to see that.
I hate to see it.
All right, Amber Alert 30, BDSM 28. Amber, you have what people keep saying are the most dominant Breakfast Club team, apparently. You only won by two here, so that must mean you were missing some people or some people possibly came back. Tell me about the game.
I was my first week late.
Not surprised. Hey, I'm surprised you got this far.
Yeah, honestly, I did my best. But when I was gone...
Into the microphone.
When I was gone...
There we go.
Or 15 minutes late, apparently we had a few interceptions. Jeff May was just throwing for the first time to this team, so...
Right, because he had been in San Diego or whatever, right?
Oh, yeah, I saw Ashley Bauer had a really good one.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure, like, what happened up until that point. We changed our rush, so CJ, he's, like, 6'4", rushing on Kyle Conniff, who's not 6'4". So, I think that kind of...
Hell of an advantage.
Teammate on teammate.
On him, and then we ended up winning him.
Fair enough. So it was close at the end, then?
They were up on us for a little bit, we came back, yeah. Held it down towards the end, so.
All right. So what do you say to everybody who keeps talking about how your team is just way too good because you got basically all the good girls? Is that how you feel about it? Do you feel like you should just walk away with this?
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah. I looked over and I saw, like, Jeff May throw, like, a bomb to Katie Salisbury. I'm like, yep.
Yeah.
There we go.
Deep one. I'll really just say thank you to the other captains because they also had the same exact people to pick from. They just chose not to grab those people, so thank you.
What about all of the rumors that Travis did everything for your draft and you just followed
fair,
suit?
Fair. He was there. He took me under his wing. I don't know what it was about him, like, wanting to do that.
He was so left out that he couldn't play. That's
why. I think so. Really, the only thing he did was just confirm the thoughts that I was having.
Right.
If he wasn't there, I probably would have second-guessed, like, when to choose a QB, but he was like, just hold it out.
So, well, at that point, everybody else had one, so there was no
exactly,
real point. That's
yeah,
perfect.
So that's really...
Really played well in your hands, but, well, it's good to see that you aren't just blowing everybody out. However, speaking of getting blown out, Genocide 75, Special Case 28.
Yeah.
Just tell me about it.
A lot of girl touchdowns.
Like, apparently.
Misty... probably
sick
had four
like
or five.
Nina had a sick one
in the back corner of the end zone. I forget who the guy was. She absolutely just mossed him. No question. I actually only had, I think, 3 catches the whole game. And
they didn't need you.
Garrett just kept hitting
Garrett was on point. He learned how to play quarterback over the last year. It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Well, let's get ahead of ourselves.
I also feel like Special Case didn't have an answer for them on defense.
Well,
just, like, let them do whatever they wanted.
I don't think they let them. I think it just happened.
It looked like they let them.
You know what? No, it's early. Let them have fun out there. No,
so, I mean, I'm going to say this later for my Travis Henry's kids game. Not much to say for this game. It was not close.
Jeff Kroll's thoughts is Dave Hubbard, right?
You have to read all of Jeff Kroll's thoughts.
Dave Hubbard reffed his first game, brand new to the league. Nice guy. Did a good job for his debut.
Did a dynamite
Thanks,
work.
Dave.
Thanks, Dave Hubbard,
he did.
Whoever
he
you are.
Up quick.
And
yeah.
I only yelled at him once. Yeah. I mean, so that's pretty
good. Really? Cool.
Yeah, but I saw that call, and John Langley was wrong. Dave was right.
Mm, okay.
Oh, I don't know. I side with you, John, on
his
that
His foot was on the line.
You know what? You guys won by a lot. I don't think it mattered.
It didn't matter. So,
it wasn't the make or break.
Let it go.
Yeah, that's hilarious. And then the last one at 9 o'clock, Steph Infection 41, Messy Jesse's 15. Hi, buddy.
Hi.
How poorly did this go?
We are a learning team.
Well, I mean, I know our team is missing people. Yours was too, though, right?
We were missing basically everybody. I mean, our top two girls, Jesse was in Vegas getting wasted. And Rachel was getting smacked down.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
It's all George's fault.
I don't believe that. But
we did have Burr, and Burr did his best to help us out. But, I mean, we are a team that has a lot of people still trying to learn the game. And
right.
It's kind of hard to play against people that know what they're doing. And, I mean, Newman QB'd for our later team, and Newman was on fire on Saturday. He wasn't missing anything.
Right.
So that's pretty much it.
Like, I love Newman. I hope that counts under the podcast.
Newman definitely had one of the best QBing I've probably ever seen last week.
He's been great. He's been on fire on and off the field, I hear. Yeah. So that's been really good for him.
Rough.
Great. What? Is there a problem?
No.
I don't understand. We got jokes. But, yeah, so Steph Infection, I mean, all the team just said it kind of went kind of easy, and I'm not going to rub it into you because I don't have enough time to do that. 10 o'clock games, let's go.
All right, so we have the Legends 32 versus Sticky Bandits 24. Then No Punt Intended 31, Buffalo Vice Retro 12. And lastly, Cobblestone 27 versus Travis Henry's Kids 7.
Wah, wah. Okay.
Shut up, George.
You want to read what Jeff said about the Legends game?
Yeah, Sticky versus Legends was a great game. Legends barely led for most of the game. Sticky played great defense throughout. And we scored 6 + 2 to tie.
That means 8 kids.
With like 2 minutes left, but Joey pulled ahead with just a few seconds left.
Win the game.
Man, this is too long, Jeff. And that was the ball
He's
game.
Excited.
He's never heard that before.
All three of our full staffed games against Legends in 2022 have come down to the last play.
We're ignoring the championship game where it's shorthanded and all that jazz. Okay, well, that's fun. Good for them. Legends win again. I think they're undefeated, still 5-0.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sticky loses, but it's not like they got their ass kicked, so it's always something to write home about. No pun intended, 31. Buffalo Vice Retro, 12.
Ooh.
It's your new squad. You're the boss of it. They're booing you, I think, outside. It was great.
No, they're singing happy birthday.
No, they're actually booing Brian.
Fair enough.
Brian played so well last week, and this week I looked over, and I remember seeing like a post. Dropped right in his hands, and he dropped it twice.
I'm not gonna comment on that. Brian's great.
But no, love Brian, but I had to get. I even told Kyle I have to give him a little shit because.
Who is that?
Is that guy? That
I'm
mossed
just kidding.
You.
I'm just kidding.
The guy that mossed you. Tell me about your team. Tell me about your game. Let's go. What you got?
Yeah, it's a fairly new squad.
Did you have everybody?
Players. We haven't had everybody yet.
Right.
Jamie's brother. And his like best friend are also on the squad. They have not been able to come. Well, Remington came one game, but he's new. He's not really played that much. And then we have CJ, who's new to the league as well. Kyle throwing. I think this is like he had this team before and then didn't have it for a while.
Right. NPI was in like D4 back in the day when Kyle was throwing.
Okay. Yeah. He's doing pretty well though as QB. I didn't know what to expect. Oh, Giannis as him as a QB.
I loved him. He was my breakfast club. QB last session.
Yeah,
I loved every second of it.
Then we last minute added Shaben Besta.
Fastest guy in the league.
He's so good.
So nice on and off the field. He's great.
We're going to have that guy on because we talk about him every single week. Probably because he's the most unique name in history.
Yeah.
So I love it.
Yeah, he's great.
Nice man bun, too.
It's a killer man bun.
It's a fun game. For the most part, we had our solid crew there.
Good.
Well, I guess for us, not for Buffalo Vice. I felt like Seth was throwing to like holes. Like nobody was there, just hitting the ground.
He's just seeing ghosts, apparently.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold style. That's not good. That's great. And this team came together at like the last second. Like, what happened? Because I remember you were like, "Hey, we're gonna do this." I'm like, "You know, signups were like."
I was texting you
earlier today.
It was being due.
It was already due and passed. Yeah. We just let it happen anyway.
Because me and Kyle were talking about it, playing around with the idea, and I kept harping about it. I said, "Is this actually happening? Is this happening? I really want to play on two teams." And he's like, "Can we even sign up?" I was like, "I don't know. I'll find out." And you said, "Well, tonight's the last night." And I was like, "Oh my God! Okay, as long as we have 6 people, let's just do this now." So.
Right.
That's all I had to do.
6 people. It's happening right now. Too bad. We're in.
In an hour, I just submitted that, yeah.
That's really all you have to do. I mean, you didn't have to have a full roster, so you just have to, like, be in and then figure it out as long as on the way. So,
yeah.
I mean, so far, so good, right? Can't really complain. And like you said, you don't even have the whole squad yet. Mm-hmm. Kind of ballsy to put, like, a team full of, like, brand new people into D2 because, well, we see how that can go in other places, but we'll get into that in a little bit. Cobblestone 27, Travis Henry's kid 7. I'm not going to give you too much shit about it because there you are. I know you don't have Pete, and I know that you're standing across from Daryl Carr, QB superstar. So, of course, you're going to go down a defeat.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys are 0-3. I know. Oh, he's so mad. But to be fair, your other two losses are by a point.
Yeah.
But this time you just got smoked. So tell me what happened.
We had nobody.
Literally nobody?
Pete, Alex, Deke, Taylor,
Deke
McKenzie.
Deke is on your team still?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, shocking. He was at a concert. I saw him post on his Snapchat story a month ago tickets to this concert. And I'm like, you're already missing a game.
Yes.
Like, the season hasn't started
and now
yet.
He's moving on you.
Hold on. As somebody who also has to deal with this, agreed. Saw
yes,
same,
yeah,
saw
we,
the same
we're,
snap, actually. Fuck
we're
Deke.
Both, we're just masochists.
I know.
And fuck Deke, yes. We honestly.
That's why I'm telling him to move.
I mean, Cobblestone had just enough to play as well. They actually had to get a sub. It was just. There's no chemistry when you have to get 3 or 4 subs.
Correct.
It's very tough to play. I appreciate Jason, Alex Baker, Doreen stepping up, playing. They gave it everything they had. Just it was tough. And Daryl won. I think it was only 6-0 at halftime or something like that. Like
really?
It was really brutal for the first half, and then Daryl really exploited some mismatches in the second half. When I've got to play defense, not good. You know, we're really scrapping, but we're not used to losing like this with THK,
right.
But we're very confident that we can go out there and get some wins. We, like you said, Only two games we lost by 1 point. And I want to respond to last week's
podcast. Good, because I was just about to yell at you for this.
I wanted to go for two.
But?
And my team comes to me and says, there's 3.5 minutes left. If we get the one, then they have to actually try to score and can't run down the clock. We could get an interception because you got Pete. He gets a ton of interceptions. Mm-hmm. And then we could go for the win then. I said, all right. And the rule is if once you choose and a penalty happens, you cannot choose. Okay. So you can't change. So otherwise, dumb. I would have gone for two from the five.
Right, of course.
But we also were not given any yardage. They kept it at the 5-yard line, which I thought was incorrect. We should have gotten half distance to the goal.
Completely asking the wrong person. Everybody's eyes shifted to me. I have no fucking clue.
It
should be half the distance.
Yeah, I think I feel like it should be.
Too,
it is
right?
supposed yeah. to be, penalty, but they yeah. said because it's a conversion, it's not. And I thought that was wrong.
That doesn't make sense. This is fucked up. It should be half.
I yelled at the refs too many times, so I just didn't do it this time. Right. Mark Viscalia didn't hear the end of it the week before in our ILF game, so I figured I'd go nicer last.
A nice job, Langley. Who knew?
So. No, and it was also Steph's first game. She made the call on that. So
yeah, you can't kiss Steph.
I had to kind of let that go. Yeah. So, no, I know I said a lot, but there really wasn't much to say about the game. It was ugly. We're calling it the toilet. We're flushing it.
All right, cool. Leave it behind you. And we'll leave 10 o'clock behind, so let's move on to 11.
All right, so we have tight ends in motion, 46. Sticky bandits, 32. No punt intended, 44. Replacements, 22. Then Cunning Stunts, 44. Spinelli's Plumbing, 40. And then Today's Feast, 51. And Woodpeckers, 22.
All right, Nina, we're going to start with you. Today's Feast, 51. Woodpeckers, 22. That's your spot, right?
Yeah.
Well, doesn't seem like it went too well.
See, the thing is, it was like a decently close game. It was like a super back-and-forth game. I think there were like three drives that we had where we were like within the 5, within the 10, and we just like...
Peter out.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Just after and like had a number of downs left like by the time we got down there and just nothing. But they came out. Today's Feast came out and played hard. I'd played him a couple weeks before. I subbed for Rick Recchio's team.
Yep.
And they were kind of at like a little more lackadaisical than last week. They were a totally different team last week than when I subbed with another team a few weeks before. So good game though.
So, what's been going on with the Woodpeckers? I know that you guys have been struggling a little bit this year. Has it just been personnel issues, people not showing up? What's been going on?
Yeah, I mean, hard to say. I feel like I was so spotty with attendance last session, like in the summer.
So that's interesting.
Yeah, well, I was there for some of them. I was there for some of them, a good amount. And I think there's a good amount of personnel change like this time around where there's just not some chemistry. And I don't know. It's always so close.
You guys don't have the Mighty Dan.
Yeah, that's a big loss.
Yeah,
he's a very tall man.
He's going to be a daddy now.
He's the king of daddy the push Dan. Off and getting away with it. I give him credit for it. No, I give him credit for it.
Have you guys won since?
What?
Have you guys won since?
Since what?
Wow. Can you not? Can we not do this? We're not doing this.
John won 4 times.
THK is gone. THK is
John went 3-1 this week. It's just not the one. Just the one he doesn't want to talk about.
I do have to say I did watch some of this game because I wanted to make it a point to watch today's Feast game because I've heard a lot about him. I haven't seen him yet. Their girls made a couple great snags in the end zone.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They have very talented girls. Yeah. They're also they're very nice. Like, that is a team that
it seems like they're hit
awesome.
And miss, though.
Yeah.
Like sometimes,
I
like,
think they're hit, yeah.
They put up 51, and then other times they're like, people don't even think they know how to run plays.
Yeah, so. Well, like right. I said, I like played them twice so far this session, and it was like two totally different teams.
Yeah.
Like last week's team, I was like, ooh, like they're good. They're coming out.
Yeah.
But like a couple weeks ago, I was like,
yeah.
I mean...
Okay, well, that's good. Maybe we'll get one of them on at some point. Maybe we have to, like, meet them or something. I don't know.
I know one of the girls. Apparently, we met her at the bar once. I'll have to go over and talk to her.
You're terrible at this.
Yeah.
That's usually my thing.
I met you maybe.
No, remember? We met her at,
yeah, that's usually my thing, knowing people but not knowing their names.
That's fair. Yeah. I love that.
I think Amber was there, too.
So I blame I'm not blaming Amber.
Don't bring me into this.
That's funny. But speaking of Amber, no pun intended, 44. The replacement's 22. Yeah, just kind of easy because they don't know what they're doing. Is that what it is? For
they had a lot of subs.
Yeah, at one point Kyle was like, let's not play down to the competition because like, it was getting to the point for a lot of us. We're playing Breakfast Club. We had our no pun intended game at 10, and then this was our third game. Like, we were beat already.
I can imagine.
And so we were locking it down man to man, and then we were like, let's just relax and
let's not get exhausted for the four other games we have.
Throwing bombs, and they were catching them. down in the end zone, and they were coming back, and Kyle's like, they're getting on us. It's only a 10-point game, and we're like, what are you talking about? But then it was kind of feeling like they were getting a little bit of momentum, so we were like, all right, let's try a little bit harder.
I think Kyle realized, oh, shit, we don't want to be the ones that, like, talk all this shit and then lose.
Yeah, and then to their credit, they were excited about their performance. They're like, this is the best offensive game we've had so far, so hopefully that gives them a little bit
I always get concerned because it's hard not to, like, shit on a team that's just getting murdered in the wrong division. Like, that's just how it goes. But hey, if they're being positive within, that's kind of a plus. So maybe they're not, like, going to say, fuck this, we're never going to do it again. They'll probably do it again, and they'll do it in a lower division.
Yeah, like, I hope so, because some of those guys I was watching have, like, great hands.
They got a guy that plays lacrosse, and he seems like he's
the tall guy, good. Right?
No, the smaller, stocky guy in the camo shirt. Okay.
We should really learn people's names, not
I know,
stocky.
Yes. Stock or the tall
camo.
Guy.
He's solid. He will be good. When, I mean, he's got to. They all have to figure it out.
For his size. Like, he will, because he's so short.
Yeah.
But he will.
He scrambles a lot.
Yeah, he scrambles a lot, and off one foot just throws it deep. It's like, oh shoot, okay.
Cool. So.
11 o'clock.
I'll do the Jeff Crow thing. You tell me, because you're gonna tell me about the stunts, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you about
stunts. Right,
cool. So I also refed that game, so
beautiful.
I can.
Double.
It got spicy.
Let's double.
It did get spicy.
It got spicy.
I love that. That's foreshadowing. Let me get through the Jeff thing. So Sticky versus tight ends in motion. Tight ends just look great. Derek caught 3 deep balls, including 1 in perfect coverage. Bro looked sharp the whole game, and Stoner made a couple of great plays on both sides of the ball. He just basically said this team's definitely recovered from last season where they were just drunk, apparently, where it just wasn't going their way. But nobody cares about Jeff's game when he's not here, so let's go right into it. The girls 44, Spinelli's Plumbing 40.
Yep.
Little bit of spice.
A little bit.
Little bit of nice. Tell me about it.
It was a good game throughout. Obviously, Spinelli's can score, but I just felt like they weren't utilizing their girls as well as they could have been for the stunts. And Jill, whoever was on Jill, they just couldn't handle her, and she kept scoring those touchdowns. At one point in the game, we were up by 2 scores, and Joey was just telling our girls, like, relax, we're up by 2, there's not enough time, just take it easy. And one of the Spinelli's guys, QB, was, like, yelling at Joey for even speaking. And he didn't even, and I know Joey trash talks, but he didn't even trash talk that time. And this guy was just like.
I could fill a little bit more on that because I heard what was said.
Go on.
So how it started was Joey threw the touchdown. They went ahead by 2 scores. He puts the dog toy down and says, that's game, that's 2 scores. He definitely wasn't saying it in a malicious way.
Yeah.
Which. We all know Joey. We all know Joey. I don't think he intends. Sometimes he doesn't even try to, and he just does it. No, he tries to a lot, but even when he doesn't try to, it can come across that way.
Of course.
So one of the guys, and he actually is newer to the league on Spinelli's, took kind of issue with that because he thought it was talking trash. Yeah, so he started barking, and then Joey looks at him. Joey looks at him and goes, "I run this league. I am this league."
And that's when the quarterback, Sean, posts the picture,
barking back.
Right.
So one of the girls on
his
Spinelli,
comments like, "You're so short. Come over here and look at my."
Yes.
And I'm like, "Oh,
yeah." So
it was good.
I gotta come watch these.
Yeah. So as a ref, they're on the sideline. One of the girls from Spinelli's is like, are you going to call this game? I'm like, don't you want to go score one more time and shove it down his throat? I'm letting you do that. They went and they scored. Joey looks at me and he goes, how much time's left? I said, no, Joey, we're done. Because I know what was going to happen. I was going to say 40 seconds. He was going to use the timeout and he was going to go try to score.
Yeah.
No. Smart call, John. Smart call, honestly. Probably the play of the
day. And I'll give Joey credit. He looked at me, he shrugged his shoulders, laughed, and then he walked off the field. I'm like, you understand. I'm not letting you guys get into a fist
fight.
Girls
were getting spicy. I remember Taylor was spicy.
Well,
so, say Taylor. We're good
here. Her and Joey were talking, and the guy kept chirping, and Taylor's like, fuck off, I wasn't talking to you. I was like, yes.
And Taylor's back.
And Taylor's like, oh, congratulations, you scored on a girl.
Yeah.
I'm like, it wasn't.
I think it was all good banter on the field, though.
It was never going to escalate more than anything serious. That's why I let them keep playing.
Yeah.
If I thought there was potential that there might be more, I would have called it. But I'm like, this is just
game to
this
watch.
This is a normal
playoffs.
Saturday for Topper.
Yeah. All right, that's fair. All right, that's cool. Let's move on to the noon games.
All right, noon. We have tight ends in motion 49. The Untouchables 25. Then the Cutting Stunts 52 against Buffalo Vice 32. Then Spinelli's Plumbing 38 versus Interdimensional Lightning Falcons 24. Then TMA 35 versus Come From Behind 34.
All right. I know just from Jeff's notes that the Untouchables were already shorthanded, and then they had to play their crossover game against tight ends. So
they had not Berthrow.
Really?
But he was there? He was receiving.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I've seen the guy play on a team before. I just don't know his name.
Maybe they were just like, fuck it, what's the point?
Yeah. He had a man bun.
Yeah, that's fine. What's wrong with man buns? You talk a lot of shit about man buns and stuff. Like,
I think you're just
let it flow, bro. Just let it down.
He doesn't want it in their face, man. I haven't had long hair like that in forever. So, yeah, Untouchables just got kind of smacked around by D1, but what are you going to do there? All right, so we'll just get right into the girls again. 52-32 over Vice.
Yeah.
Kind of easy peasy in this one. Well, Joey was all fired up from the last game.
He was. I was actually nervous about this game because they had that – Vice had that really tall kid. Really tall kid.
Really tall kid, yeah.
Obviously. And the girls just came out, like, they stopped, like, the first, like – three plays, and I was like, okay, we got this, and then obviously we just took it from there. No matter what defense they tried to run on us, they couldn't, like, seem to, like, get a handle on it. Like, at one point, they tried to, like, switch having, like, someone on someone else, and whoever started scoring more, then they would switch their defense to put, like, their better guy on that girl, and then it didn't matter, and our girls just annihilated
this them. Might have been, did you watch this game? Because I subbed for some random team. I think I subbed for the other team.
No, not this one.
Game. Mm-hmm. Oh, I have no idea.
I like that you know who subbed for.
I couldn't even tell you.
It wasn't. I know it wasn't Vice because they had.
Who did I sub for when I played against you?
You played against me.
Yeah. At 12 o'clock. Maybe I'm going crazy. You I played a lot of games on Saturday.
Was it 2 o'clock for Bullet Club?
No.
Was it TMA? Is your all girls team behind?
No, I subbed for Lenny's Ladies.
Yeah. Oh, that's Lenny's Ladies. Gotcha. We're not there yet.
John is, like, begging for us to get to that time slot.
Yeah.
Me too. I want to hear
might about my best game ever.
I want to hear about the game. So Spinelli's then went on after the Stunts game to win 38-24 over ILF.
Yeah.
Anything about that? Anybody know shit about
Becca,
it?
Becca, even though they lost, I saw her snag a couple in the end zone, and I also saw her make really good defensive plays. And I think
that. Both teams had, like, girls' plays, like, out of this world, both of them, throwing them deep and everything.
Yeah.
I love that.
It was good back and forth.
Yeah, I think Becca's come so far from...
Yes, 100%. And she's still the loudest Breakfast Club captain. She's just always, like, it doesn't even matter if it's a 2 yard catch and tag.
Nice,
it's like,
terrible.
Let's fucking go! Yeah. It doesn't even matter. It's constant positivity, and I love it. And then the big one, TMA 35, Come From Behind 34.
I didn't see it.
The best two teams in that division, kind of by a decent margin here. And they play what's essentially like the Super Bowl. I'm surprised. Prim usually texts me, like, what happened in the game.
Yeah.
I didn't get that this time. So
he's too busy reffing.
Prim was reffing during his own game.
No, but he did ref this week.
Good. That's awesome. I love that. The more people that help, the better. But TMA wins in a close one. These two will definitely be seeing each other again.
There could have been a third if you put THK in there.
Yeah, there could have been. But then you decided to sack your roster.
How's that working out?
2 1-point losses that were that should have been.
Yeah, we could just put the Woodpeckers back in front of you again.
Shut up. That was good.
I loved it. I love this. Let's roll out of the 1 o'clock games then.
All right, we have Eyes Downtown 36 versus Scared Hit List 26. Then Free Ballers 61 against Replacements 0. Itches and O's 39 versus Scott's Seniors Starting 36. And Puckett All-Stars 32 versus Vaspian 14. And lastly, Lenny's Ladies 41 versus Blitzkrieg 30. That was a 12 o'clock game. That's why I'm confused, I think.
No, that was the 1 o'clock game. No. I played at 12.
The 2 o'clock, Lenny's Ladies game definitely moved to noon.
It did move to noon.
That's what I played against.
I did all that, and I knew that happened, and I forgot.
I was like, I know I played at 12, but I didn't play on any of these teams. Lenny's Ladies played. Where was I?
I looked over. I was like, oh, I actually could have played in this one.
Yeah.
Well, it had to switch because they were somehow Lenny's Ladies got scheduled at the same time as Bullet Club.
Oh,
Jeff Kroll
making
mistakes again.
Yeah.
Shocker.
A topper list.
The lesser of the two Krolls.
Everybody knows that.
I'm pretty sure he knows that.
Yeah, he knows.
He's in third place. It's Rock Christine, Doc Christine, and then Jeff Kroll. So, which I guess in a way is just Cock Christine, right? But anyway. All right, Free Ballers 61, Replacements 0. Why are you beating up on Make-A-Wish kids? What is wrong with you?
Oh my God. Amber did it.
I don't believe this for an instant.
Amber had like 6 touchdowns.
She did. I saw like a nice out and up.
Amber, why did you beat
Newman
up
Newman just so happened to throw it to her a lot, and she was always in the end zone.
Amber was always in D3. Oh, it's D2,
it's
isn't it?
It's D2.
D2, yeah.
I'm not a whistleblower.
And, I mean, to be real, I'm just going to say it, Amber, we miss having you with Talia. You guys play amazing together.
Come, baby,
we
come back.
Made a nice comment. He's like, you girls are good. I like playing. Yeah. You're fun. And he was making every play for me and Talia.
Yeah.
You and Talia, like, the perfect combo. Just
decimated.
And, I mean, Newman was, like I said, he's on fire. He was like, had Newman, a point to prove because he's not on a roster.
Like, Newman's having his best season not on a roster. It's so sad.
I came back to the huddle at one point. I was like, you looking for a team? Because I might want to start one with you.
Yeah, it's a you guys could have, like, not murdered him, though.
I do have to point out that I'm definitely my loser of the week because I got a safety in the last minute of the game.
You're a dick. That's fine. What's Jeff say?
They showed no mercy to the poor replacements.
Clearly.
I will say, though, that, like, they didn't even know that they could call the game.
Yeah,
but you guys didn't
but
know
you
either.
Did.
Yeah.
Call it. You did.
We were getting ready because we thought Burr was going to get the next SmackDown, and Burr ran like a little baby.
Ooh, well, that's something else that's interesting.
I'm just kidding, Burr. Please don't be mad next week.
Well, I heard that there was a mistake. And, like,
there was.
We were trying to flip something with a game, and it didn't
there happen. Was, and we're still trying to reschedule it. We don't want to win like that.
Yeah, understandably so. Props to you for not wanting to win like that. Downside for you guys wanting to win like this. Pretty brutal.
Hey, we had... I will point out that we had, like, 4 subs.
I don't care.
It doesn't matter. You still ran up the score no matter who played for you.
We did not. Newman
did. Let me just
tell
you.
It's not about what you
had.
It's about
the
results.
We did not run up the score. Newman was proving a point.
You ran up the score regardless.
Listen, I tried not to catch a ball and he hit me in the face.
All right. I only got 10 minutes left of recording time. You guys can fight about this and I'm out of time for it. Nina, did you say you played one of these games, right? You played for Vaspian?
Yeah, I played for Vaspian.
Tell me all about the Puckett Vaspian game,
then. Honestly, it was just a pretty standard football game. Like, the Puckett All-Stars, like, they played really well. They were connecting. And we were connecting, too, just obviously not as much. I mean, there's nothing crazy that happened.
Right.
Refs not paying attention a couple of times. But
Brian O is back this week, though.
Ooh. Yeah. There
shots
were a couple,
at the refs?
Yeah, there were a couple. Ooh. There were a couple.
We need to figure out who were these refs.
You know, I know barely anybody's name in this league,
describe
so I can't even
them.
Tell you.
No.
He had a purple shirt on. That's all I got.
Hogan. There you go.
Hogan.
Hogan
no,
wasn't
I don't
there this
think
week.
Hogan was there.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
We're just going to say it's Hogan.
There were a couple close calls, and other than that, I mean, it's a football game.
Refing school.
Refing school, we should do that. Itches and O's 39, Scott Senior starting 36.
I ref that one.
That seems to be a fun game.
Yeah, it was back and forth all game.
Tell
I mean,
me all about it.
It seemed like Scott Senior's was gonna control the game the whole time, but in Mosier fashion, he absolutely knows how to milk the clock better than anybody, and he made sure to run that clock down as much as he could when they threw the go ahead.
Listen,
is really, that the game that he ran like all
playing,
the way down to the
it,
freaking end zone?
Yeah, so on a conversion. He ran all the way because they scored before the 2 minute. I guess the clock still ran once they snapped on the conversion. I didn't know that. B did, thankfully. And Steve just goes running all the way down the opposite end of the field to waste a bunch of time.
It's such a shit way to do it, but it's also brilliant.
But Katie Keller chased him down.
Of course she did.
She did.
I would just like to point out the fact that they lost because Senior didn't play.
Obviously. Same. He hasn't started once 100%. Yet. Their team name is
If anyone went to the Wyand tournament, Senior is the best player on that team.
But then he also broke his rib there.
I actually talked to him. This is the first week he's actually felt good since
He's
going to
be back in soon. I can't wait for
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Lenny's Ladies 41, Blitzkrieg 30. You didn't play this one. Travis played. There wasn't much to say. The girls were awesome, but we'll talk about it more since you're here. Again, we don't have much time. And then Eyes Downtown took on Scared Hitless. 36-26. Looks like a good game there. But Eyes Downtown pulled it out by 10. Again, sorry guys, pressed for time. We got to move right on into the 2 o'clock game, so let's do that.
All right, we have Gray Hair Don't Care 51 against Dilfs 35. Then Bullet Club 13 against Itches and O's at 9. And Puckett All-Stars 32 and Zack Attack 31.
That's awesome.
That's a good game.
It's a close game. And then last one, Lenny's Ladies 34 versus Punt Cakes 22.
Okay, so did anybody do the Puckett game versus Zack Attack? Nobody saw that?
No.
That's a shame because that looks like it's the best one
on
the
list
here. What a bummer. Oh, well, seems awesome. So good to Puckett, who is jumping right to the top of D4. That's D4. D4 is always wild. Gray Hair 51, Dilfs 35. You guys got to beat up on Travis. How great was it?
Travis just like throwing to Amber.
Yeah, I got a couple and well, just one. But
Travis was throwing again, no doobie?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were very, very shorthanded.
That's
they didn't have like their regular squad.
It didn't matter. You picked him off anyway.
Honestly, he
threw it right to her.
Because he wants me on his team, so he's throwing to me. And I was like, nice throw, thank you.
Does he just beg you all the time to play?
He's like my favorite quarterback, to be honest. So it just makes sense. We have
he just knows where to throw to me.
Yeah, he's like, Amber, I'm going to entice you to come back.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I'm going to tell Dave you said that.
He heard Dave. It. Hey, if she didn't love Dave, she would have left, right? So there you go. Because I'm sure Travis was just bothering her incessantly for 2 years now. So just easy peasy win there. What are you going to do there? John, we get to talk about two games. I guess. Bullet Club 13, Inches and O's 9. I heard it was not great. It was like 0-0 at halftime.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. It had to be one of the few games that was 0-0 at halftime ever. Yeah. It was one of the games, honestly, I felt very off throwing the ball on Saturday. I just didn't feel – I lost my actual game ball, so I'm using my ball I used to use. Was not real comfortable throwing it. But I also just wasn't very accurate. So first half, I was missing guys. We started to kind of figure out what they were doing defensively. Mm-hmm. And I'll just get right to the end.
Just finish it up.
We needed to score. And the first play of the drive, we ran Nick on a curl and a go in the seam. And the guy just sat down on the curl, but I threw the curl anyway. It was still completed. So I came back to that 3 plays later, and that was the go-ahead touchdown because they left him. What's his name?
Is it Nate?
Nate. That's it. I don't know why I want to say new guy Nate.
Nate's in his life. So he played for us last year, like I said, and this is like his fourth game ever because he pulled his quad last year, and he's been really good the last couple
games. He ran that seam the first time, and the guy left him, and I didn't throw it because I'm like, I don't want to waste a play.
Sure.
So Nick caught it right over the middle, and then I came back to it at 4-1. I said, if he sits, this is wide open, and threw it, go ahead, touchdown. We switched to man coverage in the second half, and that changed everything.
Yeah, I heard that was
it was a complete game changer.
We had to dust off Zach Newberry to play this week because we were missing so many people.
It was his call too, and I said we should have done this a long time ago. So I took Laura Mosier. Jess took Riley, and Laura maybe didn't catch. I don't think she caught a ball in the second half.
That's crazy because she's way better.
Way better than me. she broke my ankle no less than 3 times. But no, she's an incredible player. But they were also tired. They had no subs. So they were tired.
And this is their second game too. Well, whatever. Big win for us. Can't do much about
4-0.
And then lastly, Lenny, this happened at noon. Lenny's Ladies 34, Puncakes 22. You filled in to play against him?
Yeah, I guess so. I got picked up by some random person, like I said, not good with names. I get out there and I was like, all right, I guess I'm subbing for you. What do you want me to do? They're like, well, just like go out there.
Go play football.
Literally, that was our game plan. Like, every time we'd be, you know, we'd have the ball, I'd, like, go to huddle up, and they're like, oh, just go do whatever. So I was like...
It's like me playing
football. Very nice guys, but literally zero game plan. Zero.
Well, yeah, they are an iteration of THK 3 years ago. Really? We did the same thing.
Yeah.
We just get out there. I'd rely on my arm, my guy's speed, and that just doesn't work.
They also had the young mullet kid playing QB.
They switched on and off.
Oh, okay. When you take your best receiver and put him at QB, you're not really doing yourself.
Right, and they have the mentality of, and it's very easy to have that mentality of when you play a female team, you think, oh, we can just take deep shots on them all game. And I got him on one. I baited him into throwing it, and I kind of ran back and undercut it and got a pick.
Nice.
And that's... We were up 34-6 at half, and we just kind of cruised into the finish line.
Any standouts for the girls? Give them their shout-outs now.
Oh, my goodness, all of them. Yeah. They were amazing. Rachel Parker didn't even play offense, really.
She played phenomenal on defense, though.
She was amazing on defense. I don't know who the newer girl. I didn't really get everybody's name.
There's a few new ones, for sure.
The blonde one.
She was incredible.
Mackenzie Pete's played too. We got a whole bunch.
No, not Mackenzie.
Doreen, but she's not what we would call the new one.
No.
She was hanging out with Caitlin after at the bar.
She's, I don't know.
Maddie's friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Kelsey.
Honestly, and being on the other side of things, I thought Brittany was like.
Brittany was.
She was scary.
We were very close on probably 4 deep balls.
Yeah.
That they were just outside of her fingertips. They almost just never ran with her. She just ran right up to see him, and the 2 safeties just left him. And then once they started going with her, we had openings. We had one play 6-0, probably about, I don't know, 15, 20 yards out. Steph just I had her go to the front cone, one of the other girls go to the back. They left Steph wide open. I just rocketed it right at her.
Perfect.
Touchdown right in the front corner.
I love it.
They made me look great.
Yeah, obviously.
And that's hard to
somebody
do.
Somebody has to do it. No, it's
hard to do.
Easy. All right, let's just move on to 3 o'clock because we got to fly.
All right, we have Scott Sr. starting 46, practice squad 23, then Vaspian 22, and Tox 0, and finally Blitzkrieg 35, and Not So Sticky 31.
All right, well, Jeff says in the Not So Sticky game, Not So Sticky went up 23-0 on the strength of Christine throwing two gender TDs. He goes, but we fell apart in the second half, post-hockey bomb as we often do. They were Iron Manning, people got tired and whatever, Blitzkrieg came back and then ended up winning like with no time left on the clock. So good win for Blitzkrieg. I love that. Scott Sr. starting, went and played practice squad, just doubled him up. Practice squad's not having the best of seasons right now, but Scott Sr. starting got their win back from earlier where they ended up when they were losing to, when they lost to Itches and O's. And then Vaspian 22, Tox 0. Tell me about your game there.
I think it was just like a 3 o'clock game, and people were just kind
of
tired.
Sick of being in football.
Yeah, I think Tox was missing a couple people. I could be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure they were. I don't know. I mean, we played pretty well. We didn't connect that much. We only had 22, but it was just one of those 3 o'clock games.
Yeah, you won, and that's what matters,
right? We did,
right?
Yeah. So I liked
really
it.
Exciting.
I was okay with it.
So that wraps up all of the scores and all that jazz. So we still have some time left to do our normal end of the podcast things. So we're going to do our winners and losers for the week. We'll start off with winners first. And John, you're just on the left, so we start with you.
I'll do one. The winner's me. And seriously, playing with the girls, that was some of the most fun I've ever had. Georgia said it in the past. I'm a winner for that. That was just a great time.
Hey, take it, buddy.
And they made me look great and got a win. So
it's super fun. I love it. I wish I was good at being a quarterback. It'd be more fun, I swear. I'm going to lose my job on my own team.
You'll never lose that job.
I know, but I will, because
no,
they just go other places. It's fine. Go on.
No, they love you. They would never replace you.
I'd replace myself.
I'm going to say another winner is, to me, tight ends in motion. This might be for the year. What a turnaround for them once they finally got their team back and Bro came back.
Yeah, I mean, that helps getting like your main QB back and all that jazz.
Yeah, I think they're huge winners. I mean, I think they kind of showed it. Sticky's a solid team. I mean, they seem to be in every single game. That's a big win to me to move to stay undefeated. So
I love it.
That's it for me.
Amber, who's your winner of the week?
I'm going to have to go with Joey Batts. He's an absolute machine every week.
Did somebody pay you to do say this?
Joey
did he pay you to say
blink twice program. If you're in danger.
She blinked a lot.
Absolute machine. Hearing that story about him just going off in the field, I wish
fucking
I was there.
I hate you so much.
I love you, Joey.
I love it. Nina, who's your winner of the week?
So are we talking like individual players?
Yeah, you can
do whatever you want.
Gosh. Oh, my. I got to learn names first.
It's
I got to learn teams.
You
I
can just
like,
name yourself. It's fine.
All right. Perfect. Me.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I had a couple touchdowns. And a couple good grabs.
There
you
go.
We'll go with that because
I
know my name at least. I got to learn others.
Nina knows Nina.
Yeah.
That's fine. Don't worry. You're good here. Got?
Mine's actually probably surprising for a lot of people, but my winner is actually Steph because
that's surprising.
Yeah, she has been reffing week in and week out, and it's nice to see people who
reffing
don't
great.
Have it before, may not necessarily know the rules, but are stepping up and doing it. So
keeps the league going.
Yeah.
You just kind of took my stuff, but it's kind of something similar. I was gonna say because one, I actually want to. Shout out to Garrett. Garrett is killing it with the reffing.
He is
on top
of
everything, and
it's damn near impossible to like replace Coach Jay, who's just super. I think it's Coach Jay's birthday, by the way.
He was
happy
here
birthday,
happy birthday, Coach Jay.
Or on Saturday, he was there.
Good, fantastic. He's almost a dad.
But go ahead, Garrett's been killing it, and I will give credit to the people that were reffing last week that I'd never seen ref. There was at least three or four of them they actually did a good job. I mean, we had a guy that's never ref before do Breakfast Club, and I heard he did great.
Yeah, he did a good job.
Yeah, I helped him. He was good.
He really did.
When I say I helped him, I didn't have to do anything because he knew everything.
Yeah.
Well, after last week, you were making your own mistake.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have listened.
Well, duh.
I love it. My winner of the week, even though I don't know much, I'm still going to give it to Doreen because she messaged me out of the blue and said, hey, I was on vacation and now my team's on bye, so I don't have any games. So can I play? She's like, she wants to ref.
Yeah, she refed.
So she wanted to ref. She wanted to play, so she filled in for the girls. I believe she filled in for your team.
Yep.
So she came in and had a great day. Doreen's been around since, like, the beginning of time.
Yes.
So she might have been our, like, first registered player, honestly. So it's great to hear that she had a blast and, like, was doing just continuing to do more. I just love talking to her. I wish I got to see her play with the team, but it is what it is. So she's my winner of the week, and we're going to get to losers of the week now and just knock it out of the way because, again, time is a ticking. John, go.
I'll start with him.
No, let's start with George.
The loser of the week is George's team.
Oh, you took mine. I was actually going to name us.
That was mine, too.
To be fair, I beat a team 65-14 last session. I was a pretty big loser for that, so I feel it. No, we have won since. We've won since.
They got 14 points, though.
That's true.
That's a positive.
They got something on us.
We made them.
Oh, and the biggest loser is George for actually getting a safety at the end of the game. And I know you were going to say that, but I'm going to say it. So
I legit full extension 6'3" just coming at this kid that's like 5'2", and I was like,
for anybody that doesn't know George,
I did it. I did it, and I was like, oh crap.
Did you feel good about that?
You know what? I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I did.
Yes, this is all we need to know.
I felt amazing about it because you know what? It's hard to rush. And I say it every time, girls. I don't know how you friggin' do it. It is so hard to rush every.
You had this look in your eye and you're like, I don't rush. And we all were like, why though? And
I tried to talk Bieta out of it.
I really want to, so I was like, go ahead, dude.
I tried to talk Bieta out of it in the game after to do it again. I want to keep doing it.
It's so much fun. Anyway, George is a loser. We get that. It's your turn?
Oh, yeah, my losers.
Knock it out. Say also Joey Bats, please.
No. Oh, that's mine.
No, I would say any person, I don't want to name names, any person who's trying to bend and go around the subbing rules. I heard a couple of issues going on this past weekend. Something about, oh, they signed a waiver, but they weren't actually on the roster. It's like, it doesn't matter. Follow the rules. The rules are in place. They've been doing and running this league, and they know how to find the loopholes. Like, stop putting Travis on blast here, making him look like the bad guy because he's telling you no, that's not allowed.
You mean when Bobby just told random people to sign their waivers and stuff?
No, because
he did that too.
Yeah, I didn't know who that girl was.
A bunch of Eyes Downtown people who weren't on the roster filled out waivers like 2 weeks ago.
I heard a couple stories and I was like, trying to shut, like, nod my head. Just vibe away. Yeah, that makes sense.
That sounds like something would make me mad.
There are rules, and if it's in your favor, like, you're going to be like, no big deal. But then if it's versus you, then you're going to be like, no, that's not allowed.
I can hear you whispering, by the way. Like, you're by microphones. Anyway. Yes, follow the rules.
Follow the rules for subbing. It's pretty.
Oh. And it's time.
Oh, we got a few.
Yeah, seconds. I got out of it.
We got like 2 minutes.
I was going to say, yeah, me too.
No, you didn't.
Oh,
Nina, you're up now.
I don't like picking.
Call somebody else.
You can literally now.
You
don't have to call anybody.
You can pick anything you want.
Anything you want to say about
anyone,
the league.
Say it's Joe for not being there.
That's fine. Hurt my
that.
Oh, wait, this is
Louis. We'll say that.
Same final thoughts.
It wasn't the rest of who calls.
Joe,
this is Joe.
There.
Nina, me Joe, Joni.
Oh, this Joe. This Joe. All right, nice it's guy. You. It's you.
Yeah, fuck me. I get it. What you got?
Joey Bats, because he didn't run up the score on Smelly's more when they were talking shit.
There you go.
Perfect. I didn't allow it, to be fair.
Right, so John Langley's the loser of the week. We got that.
John Langley.
I had to find my way in there somehow.
You ready for this one?
Yes.
The entire league that didn't pick up Newman as a quarterback.
That's fair. No, that's fair. I mean, it is very fair. So it's almost like saying... Buffalo Vice Retro, who struggles to score points in and out.
That's exactly where I was going with that. And
they can't
score, and they
have the quarterback.
Someone named Sleason. I mean,
yeah, them too. Same guys. What are you going to do?
Quarterback wasn't the issue.
It is what it is. What it is. Losers of the week. I don't have one. I wasn't here. I can't really talk shit about people when I didn't see them, and I'm not going to make shit up on the fly.
You've never had an issue with that.
Final thoughts. So final thoughts is you come up with anything you want about the league, just say it out real quick, and we got to go. So what is it?
Oh, I like. I like a lot of the new rule changes that you guys have put into place.
What's your favorite one?
Having a ref to play on two teams. I think it gets people out there. It makes it easier to fill the ref schedule.
And
it also gets
people
kind of out
teams.
Of their comfort zone.
Yeah.
A lot of people were uncommon. I know I was a little nervous about doing it, and I've gotten nothing but rave reviews so far.
So far, they think
they like how I do. So
absolutely.
I think it's great.
You got a lot of rave reviews as a female quarterback, as a gender quarterback, too.
Thank you. I heard the wine tournament didn't go that well for you, though.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, but
I have been waiting so long to do this.
Oh, come on. Is this because I didn't call that pass interference at the end of your game?
100%.
Deep breaths. Not caring anymore.
It didn't matter. You lost anyway.
Next.
Amber,
what you got for your final thought, dear?
for anyone that needs a sub, please don't ask me.
Yeah, not allowed to no more.
I've already capped out on subbing. I played 5 games this last Saturday. I'm exhausted. My foot is killing me. Love playing for anybody. I totally would say yes. I have a problem saying no, but seriously, I am not eligible to sub.
I love it. Don't bother Amber.
I love playing football,
Amber,
though, but please do not talk to me.
It feels like everybody's going to get capped out here soon.
New
from
numbers.
This.
Yeah. It's not really my problem. Nina, what you got?
This is super cool league. Like, I'm very new to it, and I'm like a big soccer player. I'm actually going literally in a half an hour to play 2 soccer games now. And I've been involved in like all those soccer leagues, and they're well done, but this is just, it's so organized with the divisions and just, you know, the refs running the games and stuff. I'm super impressed, and I'm happy to be a part of it. And
we are Western New York's only organized co-ed football league.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Fair.
What?
So mine is actually a shout out to Lauren Mosier. I actually was helping ref the game that she was playing in, and it was my first time actually talking to her. I went up, I introduced myself, and she's so
cool. She's awesome.
Cool.
She's a delight, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I wanted to give her a shout out because she was telling me that a lot of people just call her like Steve Mosier's wife, and
it's fucked up.
No, she's Lauren.
Yeah, absolutely.
She deserves her own person. She's like a doctor and shit, so like,
she's amazing.
Steve. She's great.
Yeah.
I love that. George, what do you got, bud?
I actually want to thank everybody that helped out Next Gen Scholarship Foundation and bought squares.
You even got the shirt on. I love it.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you got free money from me. I was never going to win that.
But
you were close.
For all seriousness, it's for a really good cause, and we're really thankful that everyone helped.
Yeah, we just came from a meeting. We're working on the next bit.
I can't wait.
I'm a sucker for any charity.
Meet raffle.
Meet raffle, and we're going to do a poker tournament.
Yeah. Oh, TSL meet raffle.
I don't really play poker. So
with that, I'm going to just jump right into it. I don't know if I said this last time, but I was thinking, because your squares gave me an idea where, I don't know, maybe I said it, but I want to get a squares board.
Yeah.
And we're going to pick a random game at like 1 o'clock, random TSL game.
Oh, I love that.
But
that's
like,
amazing.
Since we have, because we have 50 teams, so each team, even if we include Breakfast Club, could get their own square. Yeah. We'll just mix them up. And then whoever wins gets like a free bucket or something.
I love that.
So it encourages people to stick around the board. So if you're good with poster board, somebody needs to be good at like making this grid that I can't do.
I think Amber is.
She's probably great at everything.
I vote her.
Me. No, I'm
sorry.
Max out.
That's just an idea that
pick
I've
been... Pick a THK game. I want that kind of pressure.
We'll figure it out. Why? So we can get... Whoever gets zero is going to be really happy then.
Right.
Yeah, 50.
All right.
Why did John throw so many interceptions?
Because why not? But it'll be picked at random, so that way people can't try to like rig the game. They won't know until they're in the game.
I like
but,
that.
That's it, and then shout out to literally everybody on any of my teams, be it Breakfast Club, the girls, Bullet Club. I went 4-0 and didn't do a single thing. I wasn't even in Buffalo, so I was really excited. It was a big weekend to beat Joe K, but it still wasn't, because not being here is always a bummer. But the only thing, let me ask you guys this random thing. Did you hear anybody talk about the Halloween thing?
No, not this week.
I heard it at the bar.
Okay, well, we're thinking about doing like a Halloween costume tournament.
Oh, we got our costumes, so we better do it.
We
okay,
have to wear a costume.
I bought them.
You don't know how drunk bowl used to go, but we're going to talk about it off air because
so
we don't
fun.
Have time.
Okay.
But it's something we're going to start talking about to get people signed up because we got to get going. I can't wait to see everybody at the fields. Thank you everybody for coming here. Thank you for helping me rush through this podcast because, well, I didn't know we had to until we got here. But I appreciate all of you. I'm going to go edit this and. Everybody else, you're really, really welcome for probably the shortest podcast we've ever had. Until Saturday, we'll see you later. Bye.
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 Of a cliff in Scotland, a child bites an apple, but the core is rotten. TV is free, but what is the cost? We have GPS, and yet we're still lost. A carrot in the desert, a camel in the garden, a man with giant ears begging your pardon. What if a garbage man was actually smart? A common misconception that we're tearing apart. Into a dog, dog food is just food. Into a sock, a mansion's just a big shoe. A milk dud sitting in the acid rain. A house cat addicted to the cocaine. No teeth, unlimited floss. These are just a few of our incredible thoughts.
Incredible thoughts, incredible mind. Too many great ideas inside. It's a miracle my head can contain them. My spectacular brain for all humankind. Changing how we think about space and time. Now it's time to share them with the people.
for the bus. A number one dad, trophy covered in rust. A nun ducked to basketball, living the impossible. A man breaks his leg inside a hospital. We just thought of that, and it could change the world. We're like a smart oyster full of pearls, such as an ultrasound of a new baby with a Santa hat drawn on. Yeah, that's my kind of Christmas card. What if a butterfly was made out of butter? These small thoughts could destroy Big Brother. The world's cutest kitten just hugging a dog. Just one of many of our incredible thoughts.
What if one thought could cure the people? What if one song could end all evil?
Imagine if a fish could play guitar and also sing. It would sound bizarre, like
my name is Mr. Fish.
Yeah,
these guys' thoughts have granted my wish. Oh,
and
yeah,
that may have just changed the course of time. I swear my mind blows my mind. Incredible.